I can only assume, but at least for me, when I woke up this morning and began to try to spend a little time in prayer, I never thought about this day beginning and maybe having the possibility of being similar to almost another major holiday where Christ is the central focus. But to say that Holy Thursday has a little bit of Christmas in it, because it's about three gifts that Jesus shares with us. The institution of the Holy Eucharist, Jesus' example and call to service, even as he washes his disciples' feet. And then obviously the priesthood that he reveals, which offers us always a remedy for redemption and salvation. My dear friends, as we come in prayer and begin these sacred days to celebrate the Holy Triduum, we know that it is Christ who's truly one among us, and yet one who invites us to follow him. Holy Week, at least from what I read again in prayer and reading some things years ago, would be called the Great Week. It traces back even to the 4th century, intended to engage believers to remember Jesus and then to do two things, to watch and to walk with him. And so it really gives us a context to think about the first reading today, the book of Exodus, that offers instructions to the people, knowing that God had a plan for them to set them free from their slavery. And so he gave specific instructions for celebrating the Passover. We might say that it was almost like a divine recipe that ends with words, "This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all generations shall celebrate with the pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution." It even highlights the concept of saying, we are walking with the Lord. Every one of us, at least I can believe, I think, say that we, from the moment our baptism, or from the moment we think Christ called us to be a disciple, that he truly invited us to walk with him. But on these days, in a special way, we walk with maybe a great awareness, and yet sometimes with this mystery of, why did Jesus do these things for me or for us? St. Paul, in the second reading today, gives us one of the oldest accounts in the New Testament that really describes some of the specifics of the Last Supper. Sometimes we forget that really even some of St. Paul's epistles were written before the Gospels, but he reminded about those sacred actions of Jesus, taking bread, breaking it, giving it to his disciples, taking the cup, and both times inviting people to say, do this in remembrance of me. And to think of the many times that we remember a lot of other things, but really these days, and especially on this night, it is Christ who says, remember me. And then we come to the gospel today, John's gospel. Earlier in the week when I was trying to pray and reflect, that line at the beginning kind of caught me. It says, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew his hour had come. And so in John's gospel, the concept of hour meant that he knew his holy work, his sacrifice, his suffering, all those things would unfold. That it says he knew he would pass from this world to the Father. It says Jesus loved his own in the world and would love them to the end. And those are marvelous words for us to maybe think about. That's really what Jesus tries in such explicit, painful, real ways, reminds us of God's love that is poured out on the cross by his own blood. But tonight, we still remember that as Jesus then gathered to, in a sense, celebrate what the Old Testament prescribed was the Passover, that it became then the Last Supper, really the First Supper with the disciples, because he humbled himself and then he washed his disciples' feet, an indicator not only of love, but of humble service. And in a few moments, I will wash maybe a couple people's feet and then invite others to do that in various ways. But I want to maybe offer one other thing to think about, or at least this is what came to my prayer today. in thinking about Jesus washing the disciples' feet and knowing Peter's resistance when Jesus said, I need to wash your feet. Obviously, at the time of Jesus, people truly did walk, and they sometimes walked even barefooted through not only terrible terrain, possibly mud, maybe not as much mud as we're blessed to say we have some finally, but to think about even walking trails, and because of animals, there was the residue of the animals, huh? And so there was even feet that may have been stinky as well as dirty, huh? And to know that Jesus wanted to wash them, and it was a sign of hospitality as well when someone would come to the house and say, you're my guest, I want to wash your feet. So it was a great gesture of hospitality. But maybe another way to think about for Peter and for some of the brethren, that Jesus also wanted to wash their feet because he wanted to cleanse the disciples from maybe the times that they would in their own lives and even up to that point and maybe even further, that they walked in their own mud or in mud of disbelief or doubt in who he was, and thus he wanted to wash their feet. He also wanted to cleanse them from maybe selfishness or pride, and then he wanted to purify their hearts and souls to receive the divine gift of himself in the Eucharist. And so as we recall these sacred events tonight and participate, to think of Christ also wanting us to have our souls cleansed. One of my friends years ago in the seminary, he wrote a paper on the washing of the feet. He nicknamed it with the pun saying the cleansing of souls, huh? But to think about it on different levels of Jesus really wanting, you know, our feet not only clean, but on a deeper level, our heart and soul, that we can receive the gift of God himself, soul and divinity, body and blood, the gift that keeps on giving, the priceless gift that he reveals because he's God's son. And so as we recall these sacred days and remember the sacrifice of Jesus for each one of us, for forgiveness, for courage, for strength, to think of him also inviting us to somehow be cleansed of the things that get in the way of us really then following him and then also being Christ to one another. And then we can come to the table and know that we are ready to receive the finest gift, Jesus, the Holy One, the bread of life.